We are live, Bills Central Station, Week 11 edition. Now, do we say what episode it was? Do we confirm six?
This is episode six.
This is episode six, Week 11 edition. Live from Trainwreck Studios, Diane, Studio D, myself, Petty, Jacob,
Petty Roosevelt,
and our guest producer, the man himself, not Albers, Topher. How are you doing over there?
We're doing good. I mean, this is like probably the fifth or sixth train wreck show I've produced, and you guys just saw it took me like four tries to even find the record button.
Good.
So
you're doing very good.
I feel like this is what back to, is this back to back weeks on BCS for you?
I did CNC last week.
Oh, CNC, that's what it was.
Too many acronyms for me to keep up with. Yeah,
exactly.
You're doing very good. That's absurd. Thank you, Topher. So Jake, we always start off for us. Week 10 roundup. Again,
we're getting so lucky.
Yes, start it off.
I mean, the Bills look absolutely atrocious for the second straight week, but the AFC once again bows us out. Jets lose, Dolphins lose, Broncos lose, Texans lose, Chargers lose. I mean, you can't make it up.
No.
And hopefully tonight we get a little bit of a Titans loss.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You do want the Steelers to win. Let them run away with the North. Right. Let them run away with the one seed. Let them run away with home field advantage. Give the Titans a loss. I do. I agree with you on that standpoint. But yes, like you said, I don't want to touch on week 10 too much. We have a lot to talk about, obviously. This is one of the biggest weeks preparing for the Bills in a while.
Right.
But yes, week 10 went our way. Once again, so many losses to the AFC. The AFC is so bad.
Oh, it's awful.
Standings-wise, I always update the folks on standings. We got Steelers, Patriots, Chiefs, as Jake just said, Titans. We kind of want them to see a loss. Jags and the Buffalo Bills. My favorite stat, Jake knows, Topher knows, if you're a listener, my favorite stat. There are six teams above 500 in the AFC. 500.
I think the NFC was like 9, right?
It's unbelievable. Yeah. NFC's loaded.
There's, I think, two or three teams outside of the playoffs that are above 500,
mm-hmm.
and the AFC barely has their top six.
Yes, I did see. If we were 5-4 in the NFC, we'd be in 10th or 11th.
Yep.
And AFC, we're in 6th and one of the only top teams with a winning record. But like I said last week, I want to touch on this. Like I said last week, this is where you see teams go up or down. This is where it happens. This is where you see teams go on a winning streak or win, or they just start, you know, here we go. We're going to the draft now, and we're going to focus on that. And this is where you see that happening. You see teams starting to thin out, and it did. It started to thin out this week. I think the only teams that we need to keep an eye on now are the Ravens, the Raiders, and the Dolphins, because they are all 4-5. So the Bills have a full game in hand on these teams, but they're the ones right behind us. And as I said, everyone behind them has 6 losses or more.
Right.
So all those teams that have 6 losses or more have to win out to get to 10-6. That's not happening. That's over. There's no chance that's happening.
Or lose one game and get to 9-7.
Yes. And
which
that's
is
not,
tough.
Once again, not happening. There's 7 games to go.
Right.
Those teams already have 6 losses. There's no way. In perspective, yes. So the teams you got to keep an eye on, like I said, are Ravens, Raiders, and Dolphins. They sit at 4-5. And my biggest team that I'm worried about are the Ravens.
Right, and you said this a couple weeks ago, too.
Yes.
They have such an easy schedule.
Their schedule's an absolute joke. So right now, Bills' playoff odds stand at 39%, which went down after the big news yesterday of Peterman. It went down like 2%. So Bills' playoff odds right now are 39% on New York Times Simulator. And the Ravens are 38%. So it's a toss-up. And everyone below that is like 10, 5. There's no one. It's Steelers, Pats, Chiefs, all 99. Titans, you know, they're like 60-something. Jags are like 80-something. And it's just Bills and Ravens. That's it. 39. Everybody else is, that's it.
So you're thinking Bills, so it's going to be Jags and Titans.
4-5.
In those other
three
two
and,
spots.
Yes.
And then it's either going to be Bills or Ravens.
It's a team. It's one of those teams. Right now we're battling for the 6th spot.
Right.
But like I said, yeah. So win over LA puts the Bills at 54%. And still beating LA, the Dolphins, and the Dolphins, which I said twice, but the Dolphins twice, and then Indy is 78%. So 9-7 is 78%. 9-7, you're probably getting in. This game is freaking huge this weekend.
Yep.
And then a quick schedule for, like I just said, I want to just touch on this real quick. So keep an eye on the Ravens, Raiders, and Dolphins. Obviously, we have Bills, Chargers this weekend. The Ravens have the Packers in Green Bay. And Green Bay actually looked pretty decent last
week.
They
just won last week.
They went to Chicago and they looked pretty decent. So hopefully, that gives them some confidence.
They have a two-headed running attack now with Jones and Montgomery because Montgomery's back from an injury.
Yeah.
They look pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're battling out Brett Hundley.
Yep. And then we got Patriots, Raiders in Mexico City. That's at 4 o'clock during the Chargers game.
Good night, Raiders.
Yeah, they're done. That's what I said. Next week at this time, I'm assuming I'll be telling you that they're one of those teams that are falling off. I don't see them keeping up. And then you got Dolphins, Bucks, and the
Miami
Bucks
should win that game, right?
Yes, but the Bucks just beat the Jets last week, and the Dolphins got slaughtered national TV. Which, can I say real quick, Degenerate Danger Zone, one of our shows on Trainwreck Sports, it was my lock of the decade. Throw your mortgage, throw any payment you have, any savings account, any college fund, any tuition. You should have threw it on that game because the Dolphins are just horrific. Horrific.
Right.
In Carolina, Monday night, they smoked them.
However, that Bucks-Jets game was probably, and I said this, was my game of the week last week. It was amazing. 15-10.
15-10.
Josh McCown versus Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
I mean, it was electric.
Yep.
And I need to plug myself again. My other game of the week last week was Jaguars and Chargers, mm-hmm. and that was actually a good game as a joke game of the week. So that was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep an eye on those teams, and then obviously root for the Bills. But recap, I guess, I don't want to hit on this too much, because like I said, we have a lot to talk about with everything, the news. But the Saints game, what do you have? I mean, that game was probably the worst. I have to say something. The worst home game since 56-10 versus the 07 Patriots. I have to say, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, that first drive, they looked all right. I don't know what happened. They drove up the field super easily, no issues. Calvin Benjamin gets a catch. Charles Clay gets a catch. Shady has that big run. And then it just fell apart. Like, I don't know what happened to the offense. I mean, yes, they didn't score a touchdown on that drive, but they still got a field goal. Opening drive of the game, that's okay. And then it just all downhill from there. And I said this last week, too, is I was worried about the running attack. How many rushing touchdowns did they finish with? 5 or 6?
Yeah.
I know it was at least 5. I don't know if they got a 6th one, but I mean,
the Saints.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just sickening.
That game was tough. Like I just said, that was probably the worst home game I've ever seen in my life. Other than that, 56-10, that game that got flexed to Sunday night, I'll never forget it. Game gets flexed to Sunday night football. NBC's in town. Everyone's watching. That 07 Patriots team was the best team I've ever seen in my life.
Do you remember who did an introduction of the team that night?
Kevin Everett.
Kevin Everett. Yep. Hey, guys. I'm doing all right. Yep. I just want to say go out and beat the Patriots. Everyone's waving around
people are
their
in
white
tears.
Towels. 5 minutes later, we're fucking down 21.
Yeah, people were in tears.
Right?
That game, was the biggest slaughtering since then. I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart, that was the biggest slaughtering since then. That Patriots game, I'll never forget it. Randy Moss, he was just raising his arm in the air, running down the sideline. Brady would find him for a touchdown. I think he had 10 catches for like $180 and 3 touchdowns in the first half.
Oh, my God.
Mark
Ingram's game on Sunday.
That was the best team I've probably ever seen in person. But it's one of the best teams in sports history. They went 18-1 that year.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that Saints game sucked. I mean, I was home by like 3:55. I left like 7 minutes ago in the third. Like, the whole place was cleared out. I missed a streaker.
I was at a bar in North Buffalo before 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Like, are you kidding?
I was home at 3:55. I can't believe it. I've never been home that early before.
Nope.
Offense could not do anything. I think they had 4 first downs. Tyrod threw for 55 yards, 56 yards. Defense got slaughtered. But I will say, this is another thing I wanted to say, is this is where you have to give respect to the opposing team. That Saints team is incredible.
Oh, they are. They've won 7 straight games.
Yeah, for a reason. Like, right. I could not believe last week people saying, oh, Saints are in town, whatever. Right. A bunch of hooey.
Exactly.
You would have thought the Browns were coming to town.
Right.
I said that. I think I might have said that on last podcast you would have thought the Browns came to town, and then when they slaughtered us, you would have thought the Browns beat us. Like, people were stunned.
Exactly.
Like, the Bills lost that. They got beat that bad at Which is, they get at home. It was bad. But you would have, like, literally thought the 0-9 Browns came to town and slaughtered us. People were shocked. I'm like, did you?
Literally the hottest team in the NFL was coming to town and people were confident about it. We said this the same thing last week.
Yes, their defense is incredible.
Yeah.
Their defense is incredible
what,
now.
What has happened?
Yep.
What is
Saints defense is incredible.
The thing is, Kenny Vaccaro didn't even play. He's arguably their best defensive player, Kenny Vaccaro. He didn't even play on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they absolutely shut down. I mean, I'm not saying the Bills' offense is anything special, but to hold the opposing starting quarterback to 55 yards passing.
Oh.
And like, holy
shit. Four first downs.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, they have that New Orleans Saints team. Once again, I don't want to touch too much on this. I want to move to the Chargers.
We're past that.
But that Saints team has transitioned to good D and running the ball. Like,
yeah.
They're like what the Bills want to do.
Right.
Drew Brees threw for like $160.
Right.
He still has not thrown a touchdown against the Bills or at the Ralph.
Right.
I saw. But like, he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He did nothing.
Right.
They ran the ball 24 straight times, dude.
I know. It's
up
amazing.
The middle.
It was
Drew Brees hiking the ball, turning around. Here you go, Mark. And just up the gut for 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Up the gut. That 95-yard drive was probably one of the most saddest moments I've seen in a while.
I was gone.
Up the gut.
What if I told you I was gone before that?
Well,
it was
lucky.
That embarrassing.
Up the gut. From the five, they took out that. Schmidt had that beautiful punt.
Right.
On the five, they ran. They went 95 yards. They ran the ball every single time.
It's just
that was one of the most disheartening drives. I mean, just here you go, Mark Ingram. Alvin Kamara is a stud too. I love him.
Oh, he's
very,
amazing.
Very good player.
He's very
so
good.
Let's move on to the big topic here. We all want to talk about. You listen to any radio station, any news network, any ESPN, whatever you want to listen to. This is all it's been talking. I saw Stephen A. Smith was talking about it.
Really?
I saw Around the Horn.
Well, actually, it makes sense.
All this stuff. Everyone's talking about it.
Right.
So Nate Peterman is now the Buffalo Bills starting quarterback going to L.A. in the last seven games of the year, as everybody knows. I might even get the producer's take on this too, because it's a very, very big topic. But Jake, I'll start with you. Go to Topher, come back to me. But what do you think? Why this happened? Give me everything. McDermott. I mean, we'll bounce back and forth here. But what do you got, Jake?
I will say I'm surprised. And I think a lot of people are surprised. That's not like a unique take or anything like that. But your team is sitting at a winning record in a season where people thought we were tanking. And not even going to get a whiff of the playoffs, and you're sitting at 5-4 winning record. Yes, you just got stomped back-to-back weeks. I don't know if it was time for a quarterback change. I understand the offense has been abysmal in the past couple weeks, but I don't think it's Tyrod Taylor. I think it's the offensive line, and also it's the defensive line. Both of those, our lines have been atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. And I said this, you let up 200 plus yards to Matt Forte and Bilal Powell. You let up 5 rushing touchdowns to a no-name rookie, not Alvin Kamara, the other rookie who scored a touchdown, but Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram as well. And Drew Brees had a rushing touchdown.
I know what you're saying.
The offense is not great, but Tyrod Taylor also hasn't had Charles Clay in a month. Jordan Matthews has had the thumb injury. I just don't think it was time to change a quarterback, because what is it? What is he basing the change on?
Mm-hmm.
Nate Peterman in garbage time against the Saints walk-ons? Like, I really don't understand.
I will say,
I'm not mad about it. I just don't understand.
I think that is the one. I'm for it because this offense needs a spark. Like you said, something.
Right.
They need something. Whether it's what was going to be Kelvin Benjamin at the trade deadline, bring him in. But this offense needs some sort of spark. I mean, but look back at that Raiders game where they won by 20. They get 2 turnovers at the 40-yard line. They can't do anything. They just kick field goals. I mean, you got to look at the Bengals game. There were games. The offense this year has been horrible, and the defense was hot to start the year off, which is why we even have 5 wins in the first place.
Right.
But I will agree with you on that standpoint. The timing is crazy. I mean, that's why the national media is stunned. If you don't live in Buffalo,
right,
you don't watch every snap of every game like we all do here, we know Tyrod does not throw the open receipt. He only throws it when the person's wide open.
Right.
The intermediate throws he's not very good at. He can't serve the line. Whatever. We all know that. But that's why the national media is like...
The national media loves Tyrod.
They look at the box score.
Right, exactly.
They look at the box score. Oh, my gosh, he's got 10 touchdowns and 3 picks, and they're 5-4,
right,
and they just benched him. Like, the national media thinks, holy crap. Us, we're like, dude, the offense has done nothing. 4 first downs in the one game last week and 6 first downs for minus the 2 last drives versus the Jets. They got 10 first downs the past two games. I mean, it is bad. It is bad. And we have, what have we been saying? We have been saying, please just take chances. Throw the ball down the field.
Right.
And he doesn't do that.
But I think this is the first time all season where I'm questioning Sean McDermott.
Oh.
Because he has not found a way in 10 weeks to figure out Shady McCoy, who's had 2 good games all year. He continues to force feed Mike Tolbert. I'm at a point where I don't
understand. Well, I don't know if that's McDermott. That might be Dennison, too.
Dennison's definitely a part of it, too. But the only reason Tolbert is on the roster is because of Sean McDermott.
Yes.
So it's just I'm at a point where I don't know where he's headed with this team. So he Tyrod Taylor was not a Sean McDermott guy. Sean McDermott did not bring in Tyrod Taylor. That was Rex Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Is this another move for him where he's just trying to bring in his own guys?
I think you're partially right when you say, yeah, I think this is not his own guy, and I think he knows he has so much stability here. He has so much backing here by the Pegulas and everything that he can make this move. He's not getting fired. He's not getting fired after this year. I mean, he's not getting fired for a couple more years, and he knows he needs to get a quarterback, and he's seen enough of Tyrod. We have seen, I think, what is it, 43 games, 53, it's one of that. 43 or 53 games, we've seen it. We know this is it. This is what he is. And what did McDermott say at his press conference? I want to be better than 5-4. I did not come here to be 5-4. He wants to be better than 5-4. He sees Peterman every single practice. He sees Tyrod. He sees these guys.
Okay.
So I'm assuming he's ready.
Sure, maybe. I don't know.
No, we don't know. That's why I'm saying this game this weekend will be one of the most watched games in Buffalo in a while.
So
many people want to see this.
I just need to get this off my chest. I'm baffled by the move. I continue to say that. Why are you starting him when your offensive line has been abysmal all year? Yes, Nathan Peterman is still athletic. He's not a tree that stands in the pocket, so he will be able to escape. He's not like Tyrod Taylor, though. You are starting him against the 7th and 8th leading sack leaders in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
From individuals, Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. And your offensive line is not improved. I'm baffled that it's in the middle of the season. Wait till the end of the year. I don't give a shit if you make the playoffs or not. Improve that offensive line before you plug in a rookie. Because it's just, we have seen this happen before with the Bills throwing in rookie quarterbacks, younger quarterbacks too early just to get murdered. So why would you not do that until after you improve your offensive line, which has been the biggest problem all year?
Yeah.
The right side line might be the worst in the NFL.
I know.
I don't think it's the right time.
Swing it over to Topher. Yep. Producer, what do you got real quick?
So I'm glad I went last. You guys checked most of the boxes pretty much. And as the producer, I'll be the middleman here. But I'll starting with Jake's take about how it's not a good move.
I didn't say not a good move. I'm just surprised.
I will say, I think
Buffalo shocked. I cannot believe I checked my phone and I saw that Sean McDermott announces Peterman's a starter. I think everyone was shocked.
But just starting on the side that you were leaning to, I think this is a move. I think Brandon Bean had a hand in this because he drafted the guy and he just traded for Kelvin Benjamin, who Tyrod. I mean, he took a few shots at him on the first drive, like once they got down on the red zone, but.
Well, I think, too, and I'm going to let you keep going, but keep your thought, but I think the same way, too. I think Bean had a voice in this, too, because he said, we know what we have in Tyrod. Now let's just see what we have in Peterman. Like I just said, they know they are going to be here for 2 or 3 more years. And what did I tell you in the producer meeting before, Chris? They know they need a quarterback. They had Cam Newton. They went 15-1. They went to a Super Bowl. They know they need a quarterback or they will be fired in 3 to 4 years, 5 years. They know they need a quarterback. They know what they have in Tyrod. Let's see what we have in Peterman. And if Peterman sucks and pukes all over himself and throws 4 picks versus the Chargers and 5 picks in Kansas City, we know what we need. Trade up for a quarterback in 2018. So that's another perspective where they got to see what they have. They know they need a quarterback. We are middling and spinning our wheels every single year with these, you know, with these just quarterbacks who win 7 or 8 games. Keep going.
Yeah, so I just think Bean definitely had a big play in this just because he's trying to get his guys looks. He's trying to defend the guys that he brought into the organization. And can you imagine if, like, he gave up those draft picks and Kelvin Benjamin averages, like, 2 catches every game for the next year and a half or however long he ends up staying in Buffalo. I mean, it would not be a good look for him. Right. But I do like the move because, Tuck, you kind of alluded to this, so many three and outs from Tyrod this year, not even just last week, which was obviously the most atrocious depth of that valley. But like you, especially when your defense is not on its game, you got to find ways to still win when that's not clicking 100%. And when you're going three and out, like the defense gives up 95 yards on 10 straight runs, and then they sit down, and then literally probably 2 minutes go by, and then it's like, all right, put the helmets back on. Here we go. Let's do it again.
Not even that. They give up a 95-yard drive, and you're down by 30 points, and it's third and 20, and you dumped it off to Tolbert two or three times. Just checked it down. Like, if you're not going to throw the ball downfield, please do it at least if you're down by 30.
Yeah, but the thing is, okay, the thing is, this
just chuck it.
The roster doesn't have a player you can throw the ball downfield to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kelvin Benjamin is 6'5", 250 pounds. I'm sorry. Yes, he's big, but isn't the speed to get downfield in time with a shitty offensive line? Jordan Matthews is the same way. He's too slow. Zay Jones, too slow. Charles Clay on a bum knee. Like, in the one big play they had to Charles Clay for 40 yards, got pulled back because of a chop block.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, it's not an offense that has personnel for deep plays.
Well, that's
at the moment.
Yeah.
At the moment.
That's why I think this week you're going to see the offense they wanted to run. They're going to run the West Coast. They're going to run quick, short passes. They're going to try to take some deep shots. But I think you're going to see a lot of quick, short, three-step drops. Bam. Just like he did in the one drive he did with the last drive when he was out there versus the Saints. A lot of just quick out routes, quick comeback routes, quick slant routes. That's all it's going to be. Then they're going to try to negate, like you said, the Ingram and the Bosa, the pass rush.
Right.
They're not. I hope to God they're not going to say, please step back, take a five-step drop, and look around. No. Please don't do that.
Right.
Please just take two, three drops, bam, bam, look at your route, and chuck it. I mean, that's what it's going to be. It's not going to be that. But I think there was no good time. You know what I'm saying? This right now, the timing was bizarre.
Right.
We went over that. Everyone can say that. The timing is just crazy. You're 5-4 and in a playoff spot, and
you're changing your quarterback.
Yeah, usually for rookie quarterbacks and stuff, it doesn't matter. I mean, usually, whatever. I mean, you can do whatever the hell you want, but usually it's 10 days rest, off a Thursday night game, off a bye. This is just, it's crazy. Like,
right.
He must be ready, I mean, or something. He must know the offense. We don't know something. It's going to be very, very, very interesting to see what happens, what we're talking about in a week.
I just think this game went from a potential win that you see with Tyrod at quarterback to a complete unknown.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. I'm worried about it.
Yeah, it's gonna be very tough for a rookie quarterback on a West Coast trip. Then he got to go to Arrowhead the next week, and then he's gonna play New England Patriots and Bill Belichick.
I mean, the West Coast thing, I know a lot of people like to talk about it. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, they're showing up on Saturday, and they're taking the game with normal sleep, like a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday. So, like, leaving later, which is a trend that NFL teams...
Yeah, they don't leave on Friday anymore. Yeah.
Exactly. So they don't have to worry about that jet lag getting acclimated to it. It's a new thing just to think about because it's still an early game for them.
So with Peterman under center, Petty Roosevelt, Topher, I want to just came to my head. With Peterman under center, what do you think the Bills finish this year?
So we're saying he's
going to play the next seven games. There's no way you can turn back to Tyrod unless Peterman goes out versus LA and chucks five picks and throws for 55 yards.
I don't even know if I see
them turning back after that. How can you throw Tyrod back in? I don't think you ever see him starting under center again.
I've seen the Browns do it all year for like the past 10 years, so I don't know.
But let's just say yes, he does well. Okay. They're in games. What do you think they finish?
I mean, so we're sitting at 5-4 right now. I think we're lucky if we get to 8-8, and it's not about Peterman, it's about the rest of the roster. I mean, the only reason...
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know what you're saying.
The only reason that we won that Tampa Bay game is because the defense got that Adam Humphries fumble towards the end, because, like I said, this offense is not conducive to big plays. They won 30-27. They shouldn't have won that game because the defense bailed them out. So,
yep.
I mean, they're lucky if they get to 8-8. I really think so.
I'll go a little more optimistic. I'll go 9-7, but I don't think he's going to steal you. He's not going to add like two more wins that Tyrod wouldn't have got against like the Patriots or Chiefs or anything.
I don't think it is either.
I will say this is a take of mine. I don't know what you guys think. It might just be out there, but I almost wanted to play for a magnitude of reasons, but I wanted to play the Patriots like next week, because if you think about it, like No tape on Peterman. Remember EJ Manuel's right. EJ Manuel's first game, he tore him up. Deshaun Watson this year early in the season, he tore him up. So just selfishly, I always think of the Patriots. By the way, did you see they practiced? They didn't practice in Denver this week. They practiced in, I think it was Boulder, which is a higher elevation, just to prepare for Mexico City, because Mexico City is actually higher elevation. It's just, they're just brilliant.
So I agree. I mean, like you see, I was going to say my next point, let's move on to the Chargers game, but the line didn't move. So Vegas...
No, it's not that big of a deal.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Vegas and the odds makers, they don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it is either. You can't be worse than throwing 55 yards.
No, I walked home from the Saints game thinking we're lucky if we get to 8-8. Peterman, it's the same thing. It's really not...
Yep.
It's not going to change the team that much. Unless, I mean, changing that offensive style of going short passes can really spark the offense. Like I said, it's not going to change.
Yeah, so line right now is -4 Chargers, over under 43 injuries. Cordy Glenn, I mean, I feel so bad, but the guy's been injured like off and on the whole freaking season.
Right.
And now, like you just said, you got Bosa and Ingram.
Right.
Would really nice to have Cordy Glenn, your top, probably a top 5, 6, 7 left tackle in football up against Bosa, and not a rookie, but what are you going to do?
I mean...
And you got told the toledos are hurt.
Right.
So,
Deion Dawkins, like, he's been okay with it.
Oh, yes, he definitely has.
He's been okay
definitely.
This year.
But definitely.
That is one thing that I will say. Yes, Deion Dawkins has been good this year, but Cordy Glenn is just a monster.
Yes.
He is your franchise on the offense.
No, and you want to move,
And, like, I would love to see Deion Dawkins on the other side if Cordy Glenn can get healthy, just because I feel like that would seal up that right side of
The Bills have had a very good draft class this year with Trey White and Dawkins and Zay Jones. He came on that Jets game. Finally, it was great to see. Milano, when he played, looked good. So the Bills have had a very good draft class. You got to keep building on this.
Right.
But, yeah, only injuries are Cordy and Tolbert. And then today, Hoshka. He said they did not practice and not kick at all with a hip injury. So, I mean, if Cordy goes down, Dawkins is out, or Dawkins is in, Tolbert goes down, you're going to have Travaris Cadet, which is, thank God, I can see. I think a lot of Bills fans are happy you're going to see a better backup running back.
Could you imagine the Bills going out and signing Young Wei Koo for the game? Because he's got to still be in L.A. He hasn't left L.A.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Give the guy a Bills jersey.
So, yeah, just...
The Young Wei Koo redemption game?
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
I mean, so Young Wei Koo, it's not Young Ho, I know. It's Young Wei Koo. Could you imagine him going into L.A., getting iced, and making the kick this time? I mean, it would be amazing.
It would be great.
Amazing. So, yeah. I just...
And then the only other injury is Phillip Rivers, which still is limited today. Anthony Lynn did say he expects him to play, but he's still not been cleared, and he said it's up to the doctor. So I agree with you. He's going to play, but he's not cleared to play
yet.
He's
your franchise quarterback. A doctor is going to clear him by Saturday night.
Tomorrow, like, Saturday. Yeah, exactly. Right. So I'm going to give an X factor on offense. You give an X factor on defense. How's that sound?
Sure.
X factor on offense for this game, I got to go Peterman. This is where Peterman has to step up, have his coach just stuck his neck out in the biggest way for him.
Right.
I mean, benching the starting quarterback for the rookie midway through the season in a playoff spot. I mean, like I said, I don't know how mad. I mean, there are some, you know, Bills fans who'd be mad, but I don't really know. Like you said, nothing's going to really change, but if he goes out there and pukes all over himself, Bills fans are going to think to themselves, I mean, what the hell did you just do? So I got to say Peterman. I want to see some quick passes, take some shots, try to force it to Benjamin, force it to these guys. Don't just throw it when they're not wide open. Try to get it to the guys. And I want to see hopefully Peterman. I think Peterman's the X factor on offense, obviously, this week. To win in this league, you need a quarterback. So I got to go Peterman. Defense? Right.
Defense, I really think it's Jordan Poyer. I said this last week. He's been struggling lately, and he's going to have to step up. They have a lot of threats on the offense. Obviously, Melvin Gordon. Jordan Poyer is going to have to step up in the box and wreck him, but they have that backup running back now.
Mm-hmm. Eckler or something.
Yeah, it's Eckler. He had a really great game last week. Mm-hmm. He blew Melvin Gordon out of the water, but Gordon gets the touchdown.
Gordon was benched.
Yeah.
Gordon was benched in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, they got Gordon, they got Gates, they got, you know, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, whatever.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you can go all the way down. Hunter Henry, who's more athletic than Gates at this time in his career. Like, they have so many weapons on offense. I think it's the secondary is going to have to step up. And, Mike Hyde's your guy. He's not going to – he doesn't need to be an X factor because you know what you're going to get from him every week.
Yes.
He's your best player in the secondary. So I'm going to say Poyer, he needs to pick it up to help Micah Hyde, Trey White, Trey Elston. You gotta step up.
And the D-line. Can we see two things? For Christ's sake, I say two things. Yeah. Can we please see a pass rush?
It's not going to happen.
All I ask for is a pass rush.
We have to have the lead.
Can I have one sack?
No.
And then the second thing is, can we please stop the run? Let's see what happened.
How?
I don't know, but let's just try.
Poor Kyle Williams is half dead. He can't play this many snaps. He's too old.
Lorenzo Alexander's horrible. Humber's absolutely atrocious. Please stop the run, and can I please just have one sack? One sack.
You had to trust the process and trade Reggie Ragland, your best run stuffer. What the
Okay.
I told you, this has been a tough week for the process.
No, and I want to say the process has to move. The process is all about 2018, 2019. Let's see what to do with these draft picks. Right. This team was a makeshift team. We'll sign Raymond Thumber. We'll sign these random guys. You know what I'm saying? We'll sign these guys. We gave Jordan Poyer like 4 years, like $16 million. He was a flyer.
I know.
That's what it was. I want to see the process 2018, 2019, down the road. Find me a quarterback. Give me Josh Rosen under center next year. Anyway, predictions for the game. Topher, Petty, myself, Topher fired up. Prediction for the Sunday.
I'll go Bills win. They win 20-16. I don't think Peterman lights it up, doesn't do anything spectacular, and I think the defense, for the first time in a few weeks, actually makes some crucial plays, whether it's turnovers at the end of a half, whether it's a sack, what you guys were just talking about. I think they step it up, so I'm going 20-16 Bills.
My prediction, I mean, it's going to be tough, but We've seen Melvin Gordon go on a little downward slope towards the last couple of weeks. I mean, and that's been the Bills' biggest problem in stopping the run. So, I mean, let's get a Peterman his first win and his first career start.
Wow, I was not expecting to say that.
I know. After how much I was trashing the move, all this stuff. No, but I'm not a Philip Rivers guy. I haven't bought into this team. And they have, what, 6 losses right now? I'm sorry, 3-6 Chargers, I don't think they're that great. I still think the Bills can win because, like we said, it's really not that big of a difference. Bills 20, and I'll go 17 for the Chargers. They're still going to score.
I think that this team in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills, there's not another team in the NFL needs to win so badly right now. They've dropped 2 in a row. 2 weeks ago, I was so freaking happy. We were 5-2. Right. We're at rock bottom. I was on top of the world. I remember calling my dad before that game. I telling him the Bills were going to clinch against the Dolphins at home this year. I was so freaking happy, Jake.
I mean, do you remember the Raiders podcast we did on that Sunday night?
Yeah.
We're like, this is a whole new team. 5-2 Bills.
Exactly.
Drinking the lemonade.
So this team needs a win so bad. They have to dig deep. They have to dig deep in L.A. And like you said, this game in L.A., man, there's not going to be any fans there. There's going to be a lot of Bills fans.
It's all Bills fans.
It's going to be all Bills fans. I saw Gil Brandt. He works for the NFL Network. He said, I mean, this is a great place to start a rookie. I mean, like you said, I get the West Coast trip. Doesn't really matter, but talk about a nice environment. I mean, 20,000 fans there.
Nice
all Bills fans.
Stadium, yeah.
Exactly. I think it's going to be a nice environment for Peterman. I'm going to go... What did you say, Topher?
We can't do this.
I'm going Bills 17-14.
I'm going to have to change my pick.
I'm going Bills 17-14. We're going Bills sweep all across the board. Let's go to game of the week. I got mine. I know mine is going to be Rams-Vikings. Tune into that at 4 o'clock. That Rams team is so fun to watch. They are so fun to watch. It is awesome when you get McVay, and you get Goff, you get Sammy Watkins, you get Robert Woods. Yep. I mean, you get these guys with a good quarterback, and you see what happens. But, I mean, McVay, that team is so fun to watch. So I'm going to go Rams-Vikings. Same with the Vikings. And they got injuries all across the board. Dalvin Cook, these guys. They're starting Case Keenum. They're 7-2. So, I'm going Rams-Vikings. Patty, you got one?
I mean, that's got to be the game of the week, 7-2 versus 7-2. The thing I will say is, I mean, outside of that game, because you have two of the best teams in football going at it, tonight's game is not bad. Tennessee's picked it up recently. Granted, DeMarco Murray had 3 touchdowns last week. I don't know how he's going to do on a short week. So that's going to be tough for the Titans. But I think Titans-Steelers tonight should be a decent game. However, it's freaking Thursday Night Football, so who knows what's going to happen with that game, honestly.
Producer Topher?
Falcons-Seahawks is on Monday night. Monday night, that's a good one. Because like you said at the top of the show, this is the time of year where the teams that are good, they start making plays, they start pulling away.
Yep.
Both these teams, you always expect to be in the mix, so I'm interested to see that. And then obviously Eagles-Cowboys, I mean...
A lot of good games. Wow.
Is Wentz out for blood? Like, he's going to kill the Cowboys. Sean Lee's out.
Right.
Sean Lee's out. Cowboys fans are distraught. Like, they're already making the...
After a week off,
and now it's just Dak. There's no Zeke. You can't run the ball. You got Alfred Morris. I mean, it's just Dak. And that's what we're talking about. Like, we need Peterman to step up. Like, it's just Dak. Like, they need him to step up. And they would not know what Dak Prescott was if it was not for Tony Romo. It's got a 4th-round pick. Right. So we never know. We never know, Bills fans. It'll be very interesting to see this week. We will be, Jake, you want to plug it? Where will we be this Sunday?
This Sunday, 3:30 p.m., Grandma Mora's restaurant on Hurdle Avenue. I mean, it's going to be an absolute blast. We have pregame. We have games. Specials, 3 for $5 tacos. I mean, those tacos at that place are absolutely unbelievable. You're getting 3 for $5. You can't beat that. $15 for 5 22-ounce beers. I mean, dude, the place is just throwing a massive party.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great.
All 5 of us Trainwreck Sports guys are going to be there throwing our shows. Got a bunch of stuff to give away. I mean, I'm really looking forward to Sunday. And Peterman's first start. I mean, it's an exciting day. At an exciting restaurant, I feel like it'll be a great game.
And the whole Wrecking Crew will be there. So Grandma Mora's, and don't forget, like folks, like Jake said, 3:30. But yeah, it's a 4 o'clock kickoff, West Coast trip, 4 o'clock kickoff. We will all be there Sunday. It'll be very good, very fun time. Like you just said too. Also, a lot of Buffalo's gonna be tuned into this game.
Tequila Nate Peterman's touchdowns. First start. I'm really hoping for a lot of tequila touchdowns in the Nate Peterman department. Can you imagine?
Let's go Peterman. Let's go Bills. Beat LA. Producer Topher, hit the music.